This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome to the show, and welcome to 2014, the year of healing on a higher level. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And today's show, I'm going to be sharing a lot of information that I picked up from the guides when I was working with them and asking them about this year and what can we expect and how can we best harness this healing energy that I keep getting feedback from them that's available to us, and how can we use it in the year of 2014 so we can actually move ourselves deeper into this enlightenment consciousness that really started to unfold in about 2008, that it was the time that we actually started becoming aware that there were different ways that we could look at things other than being fear-based kind of focused. So that's what the show's going to be, and I'm going to share a lot of the information and the downloads that I received around this energy, and then some information that they shared just this morning when I was getting ready for the show on how we can actually use this information and use this healing energy of 2014 to be able to really manifest an entire new reality for 2014. Now, they cautioned me when they said that is to be mindful that the focus 2014 with the healing on higher level is to really focus in and create the reality that you desire. But please know that what was going to happen is all of the things that you cleared in 2013 are still going to have an energy charge and lingering. And if you find yourself being pulled back into the dynamics of the energy of 2013 or 2014, that it doesn't really mean that we're slipping backwards. It just means that we're using what we experienced and what we learned about ourselves and really about the accomplishments we made those 2 years. And we're going back and we're really reflecting on those 2 years to be able to take the information and to be able to use it to move us forward in 2014. So that's what the show's going to be about. I'm really excited about sharing the information with you. I'm also going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you want to talk about the topic today, or you might even want to talk about what 2014 holds for you, or you're curious about that, because it's going to be a lot of us, It's going to be about us really learning to live consciously that perspective that our soul has of reality, and having us live consciously to the point where we're really mindful of our thoughts, and how we can just kind of jump right on those thoughts when they're moving us away from the reality that we desire, and to be able to shift them very quickly. So we can talk about that if you have a question. So if you want to ask me a question about any of these things, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers and Canadian callers, and then also international callers would love to hear from you. So you just dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. If you're not in my database and you're not receiving my mailings and notifications of the different events that I have, I encourage you to go to my website this week, as soon as possible, actually, www.ritberger.com, because I'm going to actually be launching my new monthly newsletter that's going to go out later this week called Vibe News. And the newsletter itself is really a newsletter that really isn't selling anything or promoting anything other than just sharing a lot of the information that I pick up in my quiet time and these downloads that I get from the Celestial Helpers. And then also just information that it feels that I pick up in my readings and how I'd be able to share that with you through this newsletter. So the newsletter itself, which is going to be delivered monthly to your inbox, is going to talk about the energy flows of the specific month. And the month of January is about reflection and about dreaming and about planning. So it's going to be talking about the energy flows and how these energy flows are really going to be affecting you. There'll also be key words or code words, as the Celestial Helpers call them, that will be words that we can focus our attention on and really look at the value of the words and the value of the activities those words bring forward to us. And then also, what kind of changes can we expect throughout the month? Any insight into the spiritual opportunities that the month is going to be offering us? And then also, they've asked me to include a monthly affirmation that we can use, and then also maybe different exercises and rituals that we can use to actually start applying what we're learning and what we're experiencing in the month. And for example, January is the flow of ebb. It means that it's that quiet, what appears to be a dormant stage, but below the surface, there's a lot of activity that is going on. So they're going to be sharing some of the information on that, and then also share some exercises that we can use to be able to put ourselves in that quiet stillness of that dormant stage, the ebb of January, but also intentions that we can set and attention on where we focus our thoughts on how to make January a very productive month from a spiritual growth standpoint. There's no cost for the newsletter, and so again, please go to my website, www.ritberger, ritberger.com. Sometimes I get on a roll there. And in the green bar in the middle of my homepage, you'll see a section that says submit to be entered into the newsletter mailing list. So as soon as we get that information from you, we'll see that you start getting those newsletters. And please do know that I don't share any of your information that you share with me with any other vendor or third party or anything. So, and of course, there's always the opt-out if you find that, you get bombarded or you're not really interested. So, again, that's at Ritberger, ritberger.com. I also just posted my reading schedule for finishing out January and all of February. So if you really want to have an hour with me to find out more detail about soul purpose, about the energy of 2014 and how it's going to impact you and what's in store for you, then I encourage you to go to my website again, ritberger.com. On the home page, click on the reading tab, then click on personal reading, and this page is going to have all the information about what I can cover in a reading, what to expect from the reading, and then also the cost of the reading, and everything is booked on the website on a first-come, first-served basis. So I hope that you'll consider having a reading with me and really kind of getting the year off to that start that you're looking for that can keep the momentum going from that the changes and the clarity we had in 2013. So when I really go in, this is the way I work, and any of you that are listeners that have been with me for a long time are very familiar with the fact that I am constantly checking in with the celestial helpers to basically ask them, what's going on, and how can I share this information with others so they can understand how it's impacting their behavior, impacting their life, and impacting the health and the well-being of the body. So what I do at the end of each year, around October, once we get into that fall equinox, what I do is I go in October and I reach out to the celestial helpers and I ask them for any insight into specifically, because they really like specifics, around what this future year that's coming up is going to hold. I ask them about any major energy shifts or attunements that will be taking place and how these different impacts, the attunements and shifts, are going to be affecting us physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically. And then I ask about what can we expect the year? Are we going to, where are those ebbs and flows? And when those ebbs, how strong are they? Does that mean we're going to be in that quiet time for, longer than just a few days? And then when we're in the flow, what's that flow going to be like? Is it going to be something that's very manageable where we feel like we can really just go along with it? Or is it going to be like we're on a roller coaster and we're dropping down that first drop? So I ask that question. And then also the most important thing that I ask specifically about the upcoming year is there an energetic and a spiritual theme that's going to actually prevail throughout the entire year? One of the things I want to share with you that I've certainly learned with the celestial helpers, they are always there for us. They always want to help. The issue really seems to be with us as humans is that we don't ask. And when we do ask, it's usually in times where there's a lot of need, a lot of emotional charge. and probably, honestly, a lot of fear-based emotional charge associated with the question. And they can work through all that, but they keep saying to me is, ask your questions, just ask your questions. You need to ask them over and over and over again. Then do. And learn to become very specific in the question. And it doesn't mean you can only ask one question 1 month or 1 year, but be as specific as possible, because what that does is it frees our thinking and the thoughts associated with the question away from that emotional energy that's negatively charged or fear-based charge, and it makes it so much easier for them to be able to focus their energy and the energy of the universe to assist us in a very kind of a sharpshooter approach on being able to manifest what we desire. They're always wanting to share information. I ask them, don't you get tired of us asking all these questions? And they continually say, no, if we don't ask questions, then they don't really know how to help us. And so what they said is that just ask, be as clear and concise as possible when you ask a question. If you want to ask a question immediately following that one, so be it, then feel free to do that. And they really have a very strong desire. In fact, all the universe and the celestial helpers know is yes. They will support us in any way that we ask them. And if we ask them in fear-based, then unfortunately what will happen is we will manifest not necessarily the desired outcomes that we desire. But they say, just ask and we're there to share with you. So when I ask them about the theme of 2014, what they did is they shared that this is the year for healing on a higher level. Well, boy, I don't know about you and your 2013, but mine had a lot of challenges in it. And sometimes I would, you know, go to those questions in fear base and, you know, like, OMG, what's going on? And I'd get an OMG back, what do you really want to know? And so there was a lot of dialogue. But I was glad to hear that we're really moving into that energy of healing, because the last couple of years for all of us, even if we go back to 2008, with kind of the world situation and the economic situation, certainly throughout the entire world, we're really all acutely aware that the years from 2008 to the ending of 2013 has certainly been fraught with challenges and a lot of ups and downs. So they said what 2014 is going to do is it's going to build off that enlightenment momentum that was really created in 2013, which was the year of the soul, and that clarity is going to be what we're going to use as the foundation to really put ourselves into action this year. They also reminded me that healing is a lifelong journey, that healing isn't something that we just desire when something in our work or in our life or our relationships or our body isn't working. That really, if we want to really capture the energy of 2014, then what we're going to do is to remember that we either create thoughts that are not healthy or we create thoughts that are healthy. And that if we became mindful of such awareness, then what we would do is we would recognize when we hit the struggle and the suffering in our life, then what we would recognize is basically we've just hit a thought within us that just isn't going with the flow. So I asked them, you know, I was really curious about, you know, what does this really mean, healing on a higher level? And intuitively, I could get a picture of it. But when it really got down to me and got down to you and the things that are going on, I asked them about it, and this is what they shared. They shared that there's a dynamic field of living transformational consciousness, which is basically a combination of thought, our thoughts, and the thoughts of others, thoughts that were past, present, and future, and that this combination of thoughts creates a consciousness. And in this field of energy that's tied to this healing is that the energy and the consciousness in this field that we're being asked to move into in this enlightenment is very transformational, and that this field of consciousness is really where the earth and the heavens are connected by invisible threads of these thoughts that have been generated, are being generated, and thoughts that have to do with the future. They shared when one mindfully, meaning through intention and intention energetic, attention through the mind, enters into this field of consciousness, it becomes possible for their thoughts to be healed of all of their earthly limitations. And what they mean by earthly limitations is ill thoughts and self-perceived imperfections, those aspects of ourselves and how we see ourselves that are charged with self-judgment. They're able to view, what they said is that when a person enters this field, they're able to view their physicality from a holistic perspective and see that their interactions with others are actually part of a grand scheme of spiritual evolution. This person, when they reach this place, is able to experience the healing energy, the love of the divine creator, and as a result, then they are actually healed physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The reason that such profound healing is possible is because this field of consciousness holds within it the wisdom of the eight universal principles of healing that really governs all that exists and determines the natural flow and order of things. And what I found when I heard this from them is that how often we kind of get out of that flow, we get out of that way of thinking that connects us with that divine source, that we can see the possibilities, we can see the options, we can become very limited in the obvious, and we can only see literally what's in front of our nose, and that isn't always the reality that we're looking for. So they reminded me of these eight universal principles of healing and how these principles are literally the underlying force and divine order of everything that exists. And our job and our humanness throughout our entire life in healing is to really be able to learn to get into this flow, to keep ourselves and our thoughts, that's where it really all comes down to, in alignment with this divine order. And when we do this, then we're able to really move beyond the limiting thoughts and the false beliefs that we have about ourselves and about our lives in general. And we find ourselves very, very much empowered, confident, encouraged, inspired to be able to move forward. They also shared with me that it's important to remember that the soul knows nothing of illness. All it knows is ill thoughts. And that these universal principles of healing and this natural flow and order associated with them will be the way for us to be able to step beyond our limitations and move into this natural order. And they reminded me of that first universal principle of healing, which is mentalism. And what they're saying is everything begins with a thought. That thought is built upon. How we build on that thought is either positive or negative. It's driven by inspiration or by fear, and as that thought builds upon itself, it impacts our behavior, that impacts our attitude, our perspective of life, and then what we do is we actually recycle that original thought with all of this charge and all of these limitations, and what we do is we just perpetuate, even though it may look a little bit different, because there's always change, which is the eighth principle, the principle of Genesis, that basically says everything is changing. And in our humanness, we're trying to control change. And while we think we're controlling change, everything below the surface in this field of transformational consciousness is constantly in change. So it reminds me that the soul knows not of illness, it only knows of ill thoughts. And then knowing that, what we can do is we can really focus on our thoughts. And, you know, when that came up, I spent a time really thinking about it. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, put it on hold. I need to go think about what you're saying as far as these thoughts building on themselves and the fact that we can focus in that negativity on the lack and that we can free ourselves from that. And I took a moment and really thought about what that means and thought about the fact that they said to focus on our thoughts. And knowing in my research, as we know in the neuroscience, that our brain creates what we believe at least 60,000 thought or thought patterns on a daily basis, meaning 24 hours in the cycle of the circadian rhythm of the body. And I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to possibly focus on 60,000 thoughts? I'm not going to have time to live my life or do any of the things that's on my to-do list. And of course, they can read my thoughts and came in and said, it's very easy. Look at your core theme. Where in your life are you a pessimist? And where in your life are you an optimist? When you find the time that you're in your pessimism, then call upon your optimism and then you will find new thoughts that will move you in the direction of activity, manifestation, and optimism. That's simple. And I said, okay, well, that's really simple. I love that. How do we do that? And they said, anytime the negative thoughts build upon themselves to where they create limitations, that we will experience self-judgment. Anytime we hit self-judgment, then our job or mission, should we choose to accept it, is to stop that self-judgment by merely saying, I stop the self-judgment and creating new thoughts. Very, very simple. So they said to me very simply that healing on a higher level means being more aware of how we conduct our daily lives and to make sure that the thoughts, words, actions, and deeds that we actually express internally and externally are in alignment with the eight principles of the healing and then also in divine harmony with this flow and the natural order of things. And I thought, gosh, that seems so simple. And you know, in reality, it really is if we stop and think about the quality of our thoughts. So I've got a caller that's on the line, but what I want to do is I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back, and Sherry from Illinois, stay tuned, sweet, I'm going to be right back, and I'm also going to be sharing more about this transformational field of consciousness and what it looks like and how we can use it. So stay tuned, I'm going to be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, I'm talking about the energy of 2014, the things that we can expect, and how 2014 is for healing on a higher level and sharing what the celestial helpers really had to say about what does that mean. And, you know, the reality of it is, as I was listening to what they have to share and basically downloading it, putting it into language that I could share with you, is it really comes down to that first universal principle, which is mentalism. And what that really means is that everything that is created individually and collectively is created by a thought. And that thought can build upon itself, and in doing so, then it gets an emotional charge, positive or negative. When it's positive, we're happy, we're joyful, we're inspired, we feel courageous, we're moving forward, our self-confidence is like, yeah, go get them. And when it goes into the negative, then it's fraught with our fears and insecurities, and then it feels like everything is just closing in on us. And what we do is we start to experience things like guilt and grief and disappointment and resentment and anger and sadness. And we start, and then ultimately we find ourselves kind of at the bottom of this hole, suffering, trying to figure out how to get ourselves out. And that's usually when we call the celestial helpers. It's like, hello, 911, this is Carol calling. And what they do is they say, well, Carol, you can continue the pattern to get to the bottom of the hole, or, you know, honey, we keep throwing you all these different things that you can pull yourself out. You just need to be mindful of that. So I'm also taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about the energy or about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. And, of course, U.S. and Canadian callers and international callers use that same number, 877-230-3062. Well, one of the things I talked about in the first segment was about these eight universal principles. And so what I decided when I started getting this information that I was going to offer a webinar, and that webinar is going to take place on Thursday, January 30th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a 90-minute webinar. There will be a workbook to be able to follow along in the webinar itself that's available, and it's going to be all about healing on a higher level. And it's going to be specifically focusing on these eight universal principles and explaining what they really mean, and then also sharing ways that we can really harness the wisdom of those eight principles to be able to change the reality that we have been experiencing into the reality that we desire for 2014. So some of the topics are, I'm going to be talking specifically about the seven universal principles and how we use them for healing, but I'm also going to be sharing that eighth universal principle that really the mystics knew and they used. It was that one kind of missing element, if we were looking at alchemy, that one missing element. And that eighth principle is the principle of Genesis, and that's the principle that the mystics knew and understood that literally was that transformational time that moved us from what was to what is possible. And then I'm going to be also talking about how the mystics actually used the wisdom of this eighth principle to transform illness into good health. And then also going back to some of the ancient wisdom and the esoteric aspect of it as it looks at healing is the connection between these eight principles and that perennial philosophy that Aldous Huxley wrote about in the perennial philosophy. And how does all of this come together and weave together in a way that we can really go in and be mindful of where we are and mindful of where our attention, that mental focus is, and mindful of where our intention, the energy is really being focused. Is it following those ill thoughts, those thoughts with limitation, or is our energy following our positive thoughts? And I'm going to put all this together, weave it together, and then offer some insight and probably even go through my thought is they said that it would be nice if we created places of stillness and actually go through a guided imagery process to be able to experience the stillness, to be able to know how to use this information, to be able to heal you, yourself, your body, your life, yourself meaning mind, body, and your life as well. So again, the date is January 30th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm actually offering an early bird special. If you register on or before January 15th, which is coming up next week, then the cost of it is only $11.95. After that date, the cost to attend will be $14.95. And remember, the nice thing about all the webinars that I offer is come in and get that early bird special, the $11.95, because even if something happens and you can't attend, as being registered, you're going to automatically get the workbook and the download a few days after the event, and then you can listen to it at your own leisure. So again, please go and register. That's www.ritberger.com. And what you're going to do is you'll notice on the moving slide at the top of the homepage, just click on Healing on a Higher Level, and it'll take you to the page that you can register, and I hope that you'll join me. I'm very excited about the information that they're going to be sharing. So let me go ahead. I want to take Sherry. Hi, Sherry, sweetie. Thanks from Illinois. Oh, my gosh, honey, are you thawed?
Yes. It's getting better.
Oh, my gosh. This polar vortex, it was just, I don't need to tell you this, but I'm from California, and, honey, if it gets anywhere around 32, we become pitifully whining.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
Yeah, so anyway, but I'm glad that you that you are there and all is well. How can I help you?
I would like to see
what my general health looks like, and I would just like to see what you see for me in 2014, because 2013, like you said, for you, for me also, it was really a tough year.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing that I'm picking up is that while 2014 has so many possibilities, one of the things that I have learned from what has been shared is that it's important for us to, like they said, become clear and focus on one thing. And the thing for you to focus on, honey, is to focus on your health. And when you start to feel that vitality, and I could actually feel you feeling more energy, let's see, it almost feels like 2 weeks ago, the end of, let's see, wouldn't be this week, wasn't last week. Can you go back 2 weeks from today or tomorrow with me, 2 weeks ago, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
You actually feel better. You felt like you were running more energy. Is that true?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, it was after the holidays and hustle and bustle, we could say that. But you just felt like you had more energy. And what I find when I touch you back to that two-week period of time, that the area that tends to become congested in your energy field is between your fifth and fourth chakra, between your neck and your heart chakra. And it feels like okay. What you were really working at doing in 2013 was really coming, it's around personal expression. It's around being heard. And I keep hearing this being heard around your health. And when the energy flows down through the crown, the way we're designed, hits that sixth chakra, the intuition starts to get into, you know, kind of kicked into play, and we see bigger pictures, we see better things, and we follow the intuition, and we talk to ourselves or share ourselves with other people more effectively. You flow beautifully. Your energy goes from your crown all the way down to your chakras and your toes. But when that energy in your heart chakra gets feeling like it's not being heard or it's not being honored or appreciated, you're highly sensitive, very compassionate, very much desire to be able to be of service to other people. And when you do, and it's like you're just like, it's like, hello, I'm here. Then the energy builds up in that heart chakra, backs it up into the fifth chakra. And then I find that it gets very difficult for it to get down in the third chakra, your digestive system, down into the second chakra, into the small intestine part of the digestive system, down into your lower back, down into your hips, your ankles, your knees, your ankles, and then your feet. So if you would focus on your healing and use the month of January in this quiet, dormant stage to really reflect on what you did accomplish last year, the positive, and then look at and conceptualize or dream what you want your health to be by the end of 2014. That doesn't mean it's going to take that long, but the end of 2014. And any time you feel out of sorts with yourself, if you can see in your heart chakra that there's a big fan and you need to just click that fan on, it will disperse any congested energy, and that will allow this natural flow to go through your chakra system the way it's designed. And then I won't find from that fourth chakra stomach down feeling like it's getting a trickle. It's going to feel revitalized, and that's going to help you. It's going to help your immune system. It's going to help your digestive system. It's going to help you in the clarity of thought. It's going to help you oxidize glucose more effectively. It's going to take away some of the aches and pains that I'm feeling. It's going to help you feel like you did 2 weeks ago, even though it was momentary. I understand that, touching your field. But it's still there. The possibility, the potentiality, everything is still there with it. And it all lies in your heart. All lies in your heart chakra. All lies in your chest and breath and air and force and your heart, and seeing your heart healthy and well and strong. All of those things. So, what broke your heart? What broke your heart last year, sweetie?
I lost my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that your dad offered you was a sense of stability and security, it feels like. Very strong, very kind man, wasn't he?
Yes, very.
And very strong and very spiritual. And a lot of the struggles that you're experiencing, he experienced. So he feels like he was a mentor, teacher, confidant as well. But it feels like prior to transition, he really went into a state of recluse or silence or almost a hermit. Is that true?
A little bit, yes. Just so much pain, and he just withdrew.
Yeah. And you wanted so much to help him. You wanted so much. In fact, I can hear you talk to him. I hear you still talking to him. And you wanted to talk to him, and you wanted to, it's kind of like you wanted to both share everything that he had learned so you would be really kind of rich with his wisdom. And I don't hear you, I don't feel you feel like you were heard. He was listening to you.
Good.
And he did want to share, and he did share. He did it energetically. I can tell you, as I touch you right now, he is behind your left shoulder, and he is connected with your ethereal soul heart. And he said to me, anytime you get scared, little one, I don't know what that means, but you get scared, little one, all you have to do is remember that I am riding on that shoulder. And when you want to turn that fan on, just ask me to do it for you, and he will.
Oh, thank you for that message.
And what he'll really do is he'll stand there and support you to turn your own fan on.
Okay, great.
But do focus on your healing and on your health. And if I may be presumptuous, I'm going to go one step further.
Mm-hmm.
What we want, sweetie, is we want that energy and vitality back.
Right.
And if you can focus on your body with a thought that your desire is to get your energy and your vitality back, then your body will start functioning within this divine order, and you will have more moments of vitality and energy than you do of moments of discomfort. And it feels like respiratory. Are you dealing with respiratory things? It's okay to say no if you're not.
What happens is if I get acid reflux, and then that causes kind of a tightening of the throat, kind of respiratory,
fifth chakra, tightening of the throat. So if we turn that fan on the fourth chakra and we get that energy flowing down, then your third chakra, stomach, esophagus, liver, gallbladder, kidneys, adrenals, part of the pancreas, and the spleen, all of those are going to get revitalized. That's the vitality and the energy. It's going to be like, whew, energy's flowing through. Mm-hmm. The stomach's going to start working the way it needs to. The liver and the gallbladder are going to give it what it needs to, and you're not going to have that.
Okay.
You won't have that.
That'd be great. Yeah, that would be great.
Yep. Just see that little relief valve, that little fan on, and pff, we're flowing.
Okay.
Oh, I just felt you shift. Oh, I could feel it in your left foot. Did you feel? Did you move your little toe? Did you move your little toe on your left foot? I don't know.
I did. Yeah, I actually did. You're very in tune with me.
No, you're just good at sending, honey.
Oh, okay.
I was
Thank
doing that
you.
Like. Whew. Ooh, that little toe started to tingle. It's like my little toe was going. It's like, what is that little toe? So anyway, but focus on energy, vitality, and that will help you turn the fan on. Your dad is there. The wisdom is flowing through you. And, oh, my gosh, you know, call me in a couple months and let me know how you're doing. I'm going to be excited to hear that.
Oh, great. I think I'll be doing fine, and it helps to just have the reinforcement from you.
Yep.
And as far as the rest of my life, as far as, you know, everything else seems like it's
absolutely
going well.
The main thing is if we don't get your energy and vitality back, then the future doesn't have a lot of, I'm just going to say it like it feels, a lot of hope to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can have energy 3 hours a day and feel really energetic, and then it builds on it, builds on it, oh, my gosh, all the things that you've been wanting to do are going to start taking place. But we've got to get that energy and vitality back. And that really has to do with stomach, food, digestion, maintaining the second chakra, the small intestine, managing the yeast, bacteria, fungus that's in that digestive system, and giving your cells what it needs, that life force that it needs and the energy that it needs. So the future is very optimistic as I touch it. We just need to have you have the energy to partake in it.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, thank you, honey. Very, very good.
No,
all right.
You.
Well, what I want to do is I'm going to just talk a little bit more. Kind of I'm going to do a condensed version. I'll run it out as long as I have time on the show. But, you know, I was curious about this living field of transformational consciousness and the dynamics of it. And I was asking them to tell me more about that and how we can interact with this field of consciousness in a way that we can really use the energy of it to be able to heal ourselves, our body, and our lives. And so they said that this energy field is actually made up of four layers of thought. That's all it is. It's consciousness. Consciousness is thought, and with emotions and other things attached to it, perceptions, but basically this field is a field of thought, and that each layer of this field of thought has its own vibration. And if we're to experience the healing that enlightenment actually offers us, then we've got to learn how to use these different layers in this field to our advantage to be able to make the changes that we desire. And how they explained it, so it was easier for me to share, is they explained it is they used the Tree of Life as their example. They said that the lower layer of thought are really a reflection of our own thoughts. And held within this layer is a combination of our old thoughts, our present thoughts, and the thoughts that we're creating about the future. These thoughts actually represent the roots of the Tree of Life, and they serve as the strength and the foundation for the tree, as well as providing, through the root system, the nutrients the tree needs to grow to become big and strong. However, they're quick to note that only present moment thoughts within this layer, which is our thoughts, only present moment thoughts are the thoughts that serve as the taproot for the tree. And the taproot of the tree, of course, is that tree that goes, the part of the tree that goes well down into Mother Earth and has a lot of strength to it in order to be able to keep it strong and to keep it being able to withstand the winds of change and the challenges that come along with the different seasons to be able to stand tall. And without the root, this taproot and the strength of it, then the tree is going to fall over anytime the weather turns bad. Then they said that when they offered that healing on a higher level means becoming consciously aware of present moment thoughts. If they're negative, they weaken the strength of the tree and the resolve to stand tall. And then what we can do is in the present moment is change those thoughts to positive thoughts, and then the root system will be strong and it's going to hold us upright. The second layer of thought actually moves beyond our thoughts and combines it with the thoughts of other people. We actually call this layer of consciousness group consciousness. So this layer is actually a combination of our past, our present, and our future thoughts, and the past, present, future thoughts of all humans that are gracing this earth. And also all of the energy of the thoughts that have been created prior to us. So it's a very dense layer of thoughts and consciousness. And what it does is it really comes in and it really represents that prevailing composite thought pattern, core themes that we have. And over the course of the yin-yang, the positive and negative, over the course of the last 100 years, our thoughts have certainly moved into being fear-based versus being enlightened-based. So they said in this field, when we enter into it and our present thought is a positive, we will move into that field. If they're negative, they're going to move us there as well. But it's difficult for us to move beyond this layer, second layer, if our thoughts are fear-based, because all we find ourselves is kind of stuck in the mire and the muck of everybody else's thoughts, and then we can't seem to actually move beyond. They shared how this layer is really kind of the trunk of the tree. And in that trunk of the tree is that if the thoughts are fear-based, then the tree tends to hide under the cover of other trees, and then it makes it difficult for our little tree to find its way for it to grow into the strength that it needs and to grow tall like it needs in order to get the light and the air and the nutrients it needs in order to grow strong. So what happens is over the course of time, this little tree seems to really struggle for its growth and to struggle to survive. And then I asked them, why do we stay in this layer so long? And they said, because we become too afraid to stand out in the open for the fear that we won't be able to make it on our own. And we've come to rely on others' thoughts so they can tell us what we should and shouldn't do, and that it actually moves us away from our independence that we have and moves us into a place of being dependent on the shelter that we actually experience when we're in the safety zone. However, the safety zone can become the very place that keeps us, prevents us from growing. So they said, if we want to move beyond this second layer, then what we've got to do is take the risk to stand out in the open and to find our own sunshine and then to be able to move forward. The third layer is the layer of personal growth, and it represents our branches and all the leaves that form on the tree. Each branch reaches higher to the sky and outward, giving us more strength and the support it needs to grow. They shared how the leaves are actually our dreams and possibilities and all of the new beginnings that we actually want to manifest. And we do that, and then we go through a season, and they get strong, and they're green, and they're bursting open. They get into summer, they get into fall, and then in the winter, the leaves drop. However, and when they drop, that doesn't mean that the tree is really dormant, because there's a lot going on below the surface. So they shared how this third layer is really that layer of thought that's freeing us from limiting thoughts of group consciousness and freeing us from fear-based emotions, which are really reflective of our own fears and are how we rise above and move beyond. So the fourth layer, this is the enlightenment consciousness, and this is where every one of us seeks to be able to reach when we're that little seedling, which is us, and where we want to grow into that big, beautiful tree that's strong, that touches the sky, where there's an abundance of light that the roots need and to be able to support themselves, the trunk is strong, and the branches continue to grow and the leaves recycle and basically come in a way that we are able to use these opportunities on a yearly basis. So that was the metaphor they gave me of this field of consciousness, and there is a natural order and flow within the consciousness itself, and it is very important for us to be able to become mindful of where those thoughts are, mindful of where we are in these layers that are available to us, and to always seek as a little seedling, to always seek to become that real strong tree, to reach tall, to be able to touch beyond that fourth layer of enlightenment consciousness, and then to be able to actually touch that universal consciousness with those eight principles of healing within it. That basically is where all growth and spiritual development flourishes. So that was the metaphor they gave me so we could basically go in and just really see what this field is and to be able to look at our own thoughts and to remember that in stillness, while it may seem dormant, there's so much going on that basically is allowing us to grow and to thrive and to flourish and to survive below the surface, and to use January and the ebb of the cycle to basically just move on and become strong. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been a wonderful show. I've loved sharing everything that I have. And, you know, I hope that the information's of value and that you're going to see yourself and start this month off of 2014 creating the reality you desire and seeing yourself at the end of the year with a real strong tree, with reaching for the heavens, with lots of branches and lots of leaves. I know that's the metaphor I'm certainly going to hang on to as well. And I wish you light. I wish you love. And if you want to hear this whole show again, just go to my archives. And if you want to share it with other friends, go to my archives on the homepage tab, Radio Archives. It'll be up in a couple days. I wish you light and love and a happy week. And I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.